Hey guys, this is Nairisha. Join me right now on Les Holmes Stories of Music.
And welcome everyone to another edition of Les Holmes Stories of Music. And I want to, first of all, send a shout out to my good friend, Miriam Nubian Queen Graham. And thank you so much for the support. Thank you so much. And without any further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest today. She's on the scenes today. She's singer-songwriter with a new single, which is real hot and popping. It's fire. Her name is Nairisha. How are you, dear?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm glad we made this thing happen. I'm glad.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you may not know this, but I've been trying to make this happen for a minute now. It's probably been 2 months.
Really? 2 months.
Yeah, for real. I was trying to make this happen. Yeah. You've been kind of busy. So yeah, you've been kind of busy, but that's okay. Well worth the wait.
Thank you. Well, thank you for waiting for me.
Not a problem. So you're out of, I guess you come out of San Diego, California.
I do.
And I understand at the age of 5, you were doing songs by Shanice Wilson and Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
maybe not at 5, but maybe at 5. And let's see, in 2007, you sang Fergie's Big Girls Don't Cry.
Pivotal moment. Yeah.
So what was, tell me about that pivotal moment. Tell us about that.
So I have been singing my entire life. Uh-huh. Like, one would argue I came out the womb with a melodious cry. What they don't tell you is I was tone deaf. My poor mommy and all my siblings had to listen to me screeching through the house, singing anything that I could remember. It wasn't until 2007 when I gained like a sense of control over my voice. Mm-hmm. Tiny as I am, I've always had this power. I just didn't know what to do with it. So I would just yell for the most part. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, people would be like, oh my God, that's amazing. But for the most part, my family was like, hey, yo, chill. So 2007, I'm in the backseat of my mommy's car. She had just come home from a deployment and Fergie's Big Girls Don't Cry came on. Mm-hmm. My mom's never heard this song. You know, she's been overseas. She wanted to listen to stuff she's familiar with. She turns it off. I'm in the backseat just singing my little heart out because that's like my favorite song. And she gives me this weird look. And I'm now looking at her like, what are you looking at? And she's looking at me. And she's like, well, I turned off the radio. And I was like, okay. And she's like, I thought that was the radio still going. She's like, that's you? I was like, oh, yeah. Hey. Welcome home. It wasn't until that moment that we realized, like, okay, I'm kind of getting a handle on this gift that I was given.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So your mom heard you singing and you could really sing at that moment. That's what happened then. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So then they stopped telling you to shh. They stopped.
Right.
They stopped doing that. Mm-hmm. Then they start saying, go ahead and sing, baby. Go.
Oh, yeah. Then it was, hey, listen to my daughter. Listen to my daughter. And, you know, to be fair, my mommy, anytime that someone would listen, she'd be like, come on, baby, sing. It's just, again, it took me a while to kind of gain an understanding of what was going to come out. Be able to control what was going to happen.
So now, from 2007, then we jump to 2018. You start learning and perfecting your vocal abilities after Fergie's song, right? And you wrote your first single entitled Vibe. Tell us about Vibe. Tell us about that.
Vibe is a love song. It's about a crush. It pretty much is like the girliest cliche you can think of. Oh, I get excited when you text me and I see your name pop up. We like the same drinks. You're my best friend and I just want to be so in love with you. And it's funny because that song came about as a practice run. I'd never written a song before. And my uncle, who also does music, was like, hey, try your hand at this beat. I think that, you know, you have a talent and I want you to hone in on that. So he gave me this beat and I wrote like 100 things to it. And eventually I was like, okay, this sounds good. No idea how to structure a song. It like starts with like a verse and then it goes into a chorus and then the bridge and then the verse again, I think.
Yeah.
All over the place. But what I didn't know was how much everyone would love it. I held that song like near and dear to my heart for years before I even played it for a friend, let alone released it to the world.
Really? You waited?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I do that a lot. My music is like what I would imagine a mom is like when they're protecting their child. It's very important to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't want anyone to... Well, before I was afraid for people to tell me like, this is bad. I don't like this. And at that moment, it was just for me to be myself, I guess, therapeutic. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I was like, well, you know, I want to share my music with the world and it's not meant for everyone to like. People loving my music is just a bonus. Like if it makes you feel angry, feel your feelings. Like I would hope that my music doesn't make you feel bad, but I mean... Mm-hmm. If it invokes a feeling, then I've done something.
Okay.
Bet you'll never forget it. A love song that made you mad, bet you'll never forget that.
That's true. That is so true. That's so true. That's interesting. That's a way to look at it. So now, since you said that about vibe and you've been writing, so how many other songs do you have in your catalog that nobody's heard yet? About how many?
I would say probably close to like 20 or 30.
Okay. So the question now is, at some point, will we have an opportunity to hear those songs?
Absolutely. I am now at the point where I've just received so much love and support, and I've gained a sense of confidence in myself that younger me would have never even dreamed of. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to share my music with people. I've been told such beautiful things of how my songs make people feel, and I wouldn't dare hold that from the world anymore.
Okay. I like that because the world needs to hear Nyresha. They need to hear her music. They need to hear that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, writing for you, take us through writing since you've been writing for a while. So has it gotten easier for you to write?
Yes. Sometimes I feel strange answering this question, but then I realize that most creatives are kind of weird. Before, I would hear a beat and I'd be like, all right, I gotta do this. Like something's gonna happen. Now I'll hear a beat, and if it doesn't automatically send words back to me, mm-hmm. it's just not the beat for me. Like I can literally hear a song and I can immediately say, okay, well, this part is the verse, this part is the chorus. And usually the song writes itself. It's almost as if my brain and my body are like, no, we know this song. There's words to it. Mm-hmm. There's just not words to it. So I spend a lot of time trying to like remember the words that were never there. Uh-huh. And it kind of just pulls itself out, like it writes itself.
So are there any love songs in there, since you spoke early about some love stuff? So are there any love songs in there?
Literally, I don't know what it is. Every song I write is about love, whether it's falling in love, falling out of love, the yearning for love, the lack of love. In some way, shape, or form, I am writing a love song. Like, I am such a lover girl, I can't help it.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right, lover girl. I like that. I like
love
that.
A girl,
I like
not.
That. I like that. I like that. So now let's talk about
Yes. That's my little baby.
So let's talk about Tell me about that. What is That's the name of the song.
Yes.
Okay.
So of course, is a love song. Go figure. It's pretty much about like, you know what? I tried this love thing with this guy. It didn't work out, but for some reason, I want to do it anyways. Mm-hmm. So it's like, listen, let's try this again. But also with that comes the fact that I am like an eternal crusher. We could have been in a relationship for 20 years and I'm still going to have a crush on you. So in the song, it's almost as if I'm stuttering. I'm like, I want to love you. I want to hug you. I want to kiss you. I want to squeeze you. I don't know what I want to do. I'm overwhelmed with emotions. I just love you. So that's one of them.
You want to this, I want to that, want to, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Exactly. Gotcha. I just want to do it all because I love you so much.
Lucky gentleman, lucky, whoever that is.
So his name.
Okay.
Devon Terrell.
All right.
He is so incredibly talented that sometimes my brain can't like wrap my head around it. And every time he comes out with something new, I'm still surprised and shocked that it's great.
So let's set this up right. So I want to, so featuring Devon Terrell. So he helped you put this whole thing together, right?
In a sense.
Okay. So, Tell the story.
I wrote one of them all of my own. There is two versions of the song.
All right.
There's the one with just me, and then there's the one featuring Devon Terrell.
All right.
Now, Devon Terrell, I heard one of his songs through one of my younger sisters, and I had stalked this man's social media, all of his YouTube. I was like, there's no way this guy is this incredibly talented, and I've never heard of him. Like, what's going on? So one day, I was on what used to be Twitter, and I was like, hey, how many retweets before you'll do a song with me? Now, I had restarted my Twitter. I had one in high school, and then I stopped using it, and I'd started over. I had maybe like 10 followers on there. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect a response. Of course, I was hoping for one, but sure enough, he tweeted back. He said 1,000 retweets, and I was like, what? First of all, I can't even get 1,000 people to look at me, let alone 1,000 retweets, but whatever, I'm going to do this. I ran around work, any stranger I would meet, anytime I went out to a social gathering, hey, hi, no, you don't know me. Here's the thing. Can you retweet this for me? And I ended up getting so much love and support from people that have never even like seen me before.
Mm-hmm.
He actually saw that I made it to 1,000 retweets before I did. I was sleeping and I can't remember specifically what it said. I just remember seeing, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? And sure enough, I had over 1,000 retweets and he was like, let's do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So what was it like working with him?
A little bit difficult just due to the distance. I'm actually not sure what state he was in when he was working on it. Mm-hmm. However, he's so polite. And the fact that I do look up to his writing so highly, it was beautiful for him to be like, hey, can I, you know, write my own thing to stay true to my fans and, you know, who I am? And I was like, yeah, please. You mean I don't have to write your part and it's going to be like authentic Devon Terrell? Yes, please. Yeah. And then it came out like magic, like literally I had no notes, no pointers, no quarrels. I was not disappointed in the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So I checked him out. I checked him out and he is incredible. He really is. He is. I'm like, okay. All right, Devon Terrell. I hear you, brother. I hear you. All right. Check out Devon Terrell, everybody. Check him out.
Yes.
Before you check him out, make sure you check out Nairisha. That's what you do. Any tours coming up that you'd like to go on tour? Any place that you're going to be anytime soon?
There is currently nothing set in stone.
Okay.
There have been a lot of offers for me to go throughout the states as well as overseas. I think we're just waiting to kind of nail things down because there are so many requests in different locations, and we want to make sure we get to everybody. However, I am 100% excited for every single place I'm going to go. I want to be in the snow, in the mountains, in the islands. I want to be in Japan. I want to go to Bali, wherever it is that people are listening to my music. I want to be there.
So that's good that you say that. I like the broad stroke that you put on it. So let's drill down a little bit. So
Okay.
if you had your rathers, I'm gonna put you I'm gonna put you in a pinch real quick.
Okay.
So if any place to be your first in the United States, to your very first place, where, what state, what, or is there, is there a state, or is there a venue that you like to perform? Your top tier, your top.
Back home in California, but like in the past, they tore down the San Diego Chargers Qualcomm Stadium, but it
All
would
right.
be there.
It will be there. Okay.
Or somewhere in Los Angeles, like anywhere in LA,
All
preferably
right.
on a beach.
All right. On the beach.
Yeah.
So we got the states knocked out.
Yeah.
What about overseas?
I have always wanted to see Jamaica. I've always wanted to go to the Maldives. I'm a huge water person, so anywhere that has great food and an ocean, I'm there.
You're
Like,
there?
zero questions asked. If somebody like Puerto Rico or what have you, if they called me right now and was like, tomorrow, baby, I'm there tonight.
You there? You
Oh,
there?
yes.
All right. So let's back up just a little bit. So you started singing. You grew up a little bit. We know you could sing Shanice. We knew you could sing Mary J. We know you could sing Fergie, right? Besides those three, who are some inspirations for you?
So growing up, my mom was real heavy into like the 90s music.
All right.
So, everyone that you just m named to include Deborah Cox.
Good one.
Oh man, this I this question always makes me laugh because I give a million different answers because there was never a time that music was not playing in my home. So Michael Jackson is like number one top creme de la creme, okay? That is my number one absolute inspiration. Love him to death. And then I guess if we're going like a little bit more modern, I love Janae Aiko, Summer Walker, Keanna Leedy, Coco Jones is doing her thing.
Yeah, she is.
Normani, my goodness, like just all these powerhouse young women. Like even Chloe and Halle Bailey, like just all these girls. Like when I was growing up, I would have never thought that someone even around my age or anyone that looks like me could do these things, let alone myself. So it's a lot of one, the vocals. I am obsessed with anyone who can do like lyrics. I'm a lyrics person. I love to listen to the words of the songs. So anybody that's got like great lyrics, and then it's also like the inspiration. It was actually because watching her at the Super Bowl that I finally decided, and Summer Walker, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna pick up this freaking guitar and I'm gonna learn how to do it. And then I was like, all right, no, I'm not. I'm gonna go to Guitar Center and someone's gonna teach me how to do it. And I've guitar lessons ever since.
Okay.
So
So
it's
you
a lot
playing
of,
little strings now, huh?
I'm working on
Okay.
it.
All
Next up
right.
is keyboard and then the drums,
All
pulling
right.
inspiration from everywhere. But it's
All right.
definitely a lot of, even like Sierra, Chris Brown, the people that I listened to in my childhood with my music, like these are people that are still making music today. I want to be one of them. I want to, make music for kids that are like, what, 6 and 7 right now. And then when they're in their 30s, they'd be like, oh my gosh, she's still making music.
So you hopefully you'll make some It'll be timeless music. That's what we call it. Timeless music.
Yes.
That'd be real cool. That would be real cool.
I make music for the seasons.
For the seasons.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
A summertime jam you can listen to in the wintertime. I got some wintertime songs that might make you want to cry. And then maybe in the spring, they'll make you want to hug a tree or something. You never know where it's going to go.
You're funny. You're funny. So tell us something about Nyresha that we would not probably expect.
I am what lots of people like to call a nerd.
Really?
Ask me what my idea of a good time is outside of music, it probably is playing in the ocean or reading a book. Right. Or standing in Target smelling candles.
Now that's different. Reading a book and at the ocean, that's fine, but just smelling, I mean, so you just go
down the aisle. Like, I won't go to Target for this reason.
Okay.
But I'm definitely going to find me some candles. Like, I am not one of those people that can just have a candle, let it burn out, and then buy a new one. Mm-hmm. I need a stash of candles at all times. Mm-hmm. And when I clean my house, each room has to have a candle because that's how you know it's clean. You light the candle and now everything just smells good.
Gotcha.
And also, a lot of people probably wouldn't know that I'm obsessed with skincare.
So what does that mean? I don't know what that means. You're obsessed with skincare. So yes, that means...
Study the skin, what makes it tick, what sorts of ingredients do what for the skin, what is the best skincare brands, what is considered healthy, what are things that people don't know are dangerous. One day I plan to actually have my own skincare line.
All right. So, I got your definition now. So that's, you took a deep dive into that. Okay.
I'm actually in school for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. That's not, you really haven't said anything nerdy though. I mean, that's all cool.
I started to, and then I was like, throttle back. Let me talk about the somewhat cool stuff. But I love to read books. Playing The Sims is like my favorite pastime. If someone needs me to write an essay, I'm like excited, depending on the topic of it. English was my favorite subject in school, and my teacher used to actually use my essays as examples for the class.
Oh, you can write like that then, huh?
Yeah, and I love doing school projects. Like, I just had to do one for the program that I'm in, aesthetics, and we were just instructed to do like a cute diagram on the layers of skin. I went to Michael's and I spent like $50. I had glitter, I had puffs, I had strings, I had beads. There's pinks, there's purple, there's blue. Love it.
All right. So everyone, this is Nyresha. And she claims she's a nerd. She's not a nerd.
No.
She's not a nerd. She's not. If you want to follow her, check out her Facebook. This is her Facebook right here. And also, this is her IG. That's a double underscores. Nyresha with two underscores on it. So make sure you check her out. Find out any and everything about Nyresha here on IG and on Facebook.
Yes, I love a good even number. Two underscores.
Even number. And make sure you check out, you go to her site and, well, to her Instagram, to her social media, and check out her latest featuring Devon Terrell. Please check it out. And also, everyone, if you like the interview, you like the show, make sure you click the like button. And also make sure you hit the little bell so you get a notification when we pop out. And also, so tell your friends about it. Share it. Click the share button and share on all streaming platforms so you check us out. Nyresha, thank you so much, ma'am. I appreciate you being here.
Yes, thank you for having me. I've had a lot of fun.
And I'm glad you enjoyed it. So thank you so much, ma'am.
Yes, have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.